Morning to you, Tommy.
How are you, Andrew, Ron?
Hey, Tommy.
Geared up for this carnival starting today, the Everest Carnival?
Yeah, definitely. It's looking good. Today's sort of where it all starts. You've got a lot of nice, exciting colts and a few older mares stepping out. So, no, it's an exciting day for the rest of the spring.
You're getting back into the swing of things with a full book here. How's your weight going?
Yeah, it's coming down well. I'm going to ride 53.5 today, but I expect to ride 53 probably from next weekend. It was a bit of a slow process, but it probably didn't help having that week's suspension in between as well. But no, everything's going well, thanks.
Sea Glass in the first. You rode her last start. The extra distance should suit.
Yeah, the extra distance will suit her. She's a lightly raced mare. She hits the line very strong. She just drew awkward the other day, and we had to get too far out of our ground at Warwick Farm. So, you know, the bigger track will suit her. Good barrier means she'll probably be able to position a lot handier, maybe on the back of the speed. And, she's a mare that's improving every time she steps out.
The highway, fun tickets. No barrier trail to guide us, but he's in a good stable.
Yeah, he's in a good stable, mate. He's always competitive when he brings his horses down. Only worries is how far he'll get out of his ground. You know, he does get back a little bit, and depends how the track's racing, but he always hits the line strong, so just look for him late.
Renewal looks a good ride in race three. Obviously, had excuses there first up with a bit of a sticky start.
Yeah, he did. He came out slow, which he's done in the past. He's a bit restless in the barriers, and more so early in his preparation when he's a little bit fresh. So hopefully he's okay today. And, he had probably, James didn't have much of a choice but to go back to the period part of the track the other day. So it was a good run. He's obviously up against the same horse, Don't Give a Damn, today. He's got to give him weight. So he's drawn a good barrier. He'll get a nice run on the speed. Kanachi probably and Don't Give a Damn look the main speed in the race. We should get a nice sit in the first three. And, look, he's going very well. He's come on since his first up run, and he's probably my best rider of the day, I think.
Master Ash in race four is a nice pick-up ride. He's a horse in form.
Yeah, beautiful colt. It was a very nice one in the up-and-coming last start. He did it in good fashion, ran home in good time, and I worked him during the week. He's a lovely style of a colt, carries himself well. He's very determined, and, even a few of his runs last prep, even when he won or ran second, he had to do it the tough way on the speed with a bit of pressure. So if he can get a nice run in front today or, probably behind Nawi again, he's drawn wide, so he'll probably press forward and come across, and we'll just get a nice run behind the speed with him, and he'll be hard to beat.
In Siege of Quebec, have you had a chance to have a feel of him? He's a lovely colt.
He is, and he's really improved since his last preparation. I galloped him in between races last Saturday. He gave me a lovely feel. You would have seen he was well on the Chewy on that day. He's really transferred into a nice colt. He was a real laid-back type last prep. You'll probably remember whether it was me or Brent or Tim on him. He was very hard-ridden at the start. Pretty much everything he did, you had to get stuck into him, where now he's jumping out, showing a bit more speed, travelling better in his races, and, he had to do it the hard way. He was three wide last start, and got beaten by a quality horse in Laramane, so this is another good race. He's right up till now, I think. He's come back in good style, and he's got a light weight, but he's just a query on the soft track. We haven't seen him on one before, so we'll see how he goes on that.
Yeah. Long Leafs, the Victorian with plenty of talent in race six.
Yeah, he's a well-bred colt. Always performed at the highest level. Last preparation was a great run in the Golden Slipper, then ran well in the Champagne as well. So it was a good first at running the Vane Stakes when hit the line really strong for second. I think the bigger track will suit him well. Loves soft ground. Has gotten through it quite well in the past. Will probably get back off what looks to be a good speed, and he'll be rattling home late. So he's obviously going to be better, as David mentioned, during the week once he gets over a little bit further, because over the sprint trips, some of the horses seem to sprint a little bit better than him, but on a heavy track today, that might bring those horses back to him a little bit and have him a bit more competitive.
Race 7, Noir should be rattling home as well.
Yeah, she's a tough mare. She's gone through her grades quite well last preparation, just getting beaten in the stakes race in Queensland at the end. She'll get back from a bad alley there, probably. She's got a nice light weight. She's very consistent there. She's been only out of the placings five times. She loves wet ground, probably one of the best wet trackers on the day. So look for her hitting the line really strong late, but she's up in grade. It's going to be a tough test for her, but she's got a few things in her favour.
Maximus in race 8, he's hard to line up, but he did win first up last prep. I think he's got a little bit of talent.
Yeah, he does. He looks to. I didn't mind his trial at all. He looked to be a little bit beat for speed in that. But, you know, he had a nice little record last prep. He's obviously up in grade a little bit. He's got a nice light weight on his back. He shouldn't settle too far away from the barrier, I wouldn't think. Hopefully just midfield at worst. And, you know, he's a tough horse who looks like he's got a lot of upside about himself. So there looks to be good speed in the race. So hopefully we can just sit on the back of them and he'll be hitting the line strong late.
And I'm not sure if he needs one more scratching. Excelsior, pretty soft win at Warwick Farm in the last.
Yeah, it was a very nice win. I've sort of seen in his earlier races he was right up on the speed and having to do a bit of work. So we took advantage of a good barrier the other day and just got him to settle in behind him. And he switched off quite well and sprinted a very good one I needed him to. So, you know, he's got soft track form, which helps. Obviously hasn't been on the heavy yet, but he feels to me that he'll get through it quite nicely. There doesn't look to be a heap of speed in the race now, especially with Real High's potential being scratched. So he'll get a very nice, easy lead, you'd think, and, you know, he'll be hard to beat. I think he's a horse who's on the way up.
Okay. In fact, he's got a run now with that Gambletown
stretch. Yeah, he's got a run.
He gets in and you like him. So good luck today. Looks a solid book.
No, thank you very much, guys. Good to be back.
You got a ride in every race, mate. You'll be busy. No time for Duff to come in and have a chat with you today.
He'll be too busy trying out those meat pies now. He's
please. He's been tweeting about, he's been tweeting about the galas. What happened there, Duff? You done some private arrangement or something?
No, there was a big blow up with the pies. They've changed the pies at Randwick, and we've gone from fillies to galas, and there's been this big debate. Everyone's been whisper, too scared to open their mouth and say what's going up. So I put a poll up there and up she went. And I saw it was in the village corner for a while there, and then I arrived home the other night and there's a big pass on the front door. I've got pies, I've got an apron, I've got the letter from the general manager, and I'm coming around. I'm actually coming around.
Hey, Tommy, we know what he'll be eating at 7:50 when I do the scratchings morning anyway.
Yeah, not the exactly. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Jockeys at the end of a long day that have been wasting, I don't think we really worry about which one's the healthier pie, so I'm a delicious man all over.
Yeah. They're both good, and I'll mention Galos because they're a good friend of ours through the Big Sports Breakfast. Good on you, Tommy. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Cheers.